唱诗班唱得不错啊。
The praise team led well.
这个我们的大会呢，请我今天晚上是用英文。
Well, the planning is asking me to speak in English.
但是我要先用中文讲几句话。
I'd like to speak in Chinese for a few words.
因为云牧师啊，他中翻英，英翻中都可以，都很好啊。
Because we have a translator that is available to be abused.
我侍奉主五十多年了。
I've served the Lord for over 50 years.
所以很多人知道我讲道的情况。
Many people are familiar with my preaching style.
你们知道我最怕什么呢？
You know what did I afraid the most?
我最怕就是在我答应一个教会来讲道之后呢，教会就问我讲什么题目。
The thing that I afraid the most is that when I promise to come to a church to preach and they will ask me what will be your title?
其实应该是教会告诉我要讲什么题目。
Well, in fact, I think it's probably better for the church to tell me what topic they want me to preach.
因为教会知道弟兄姊妹的需要是什么。
Because the church ought to know better what their congregation needs are.
我侍奉主讲到很注重神的感动，随时的感动。
When I serve the Lord, one thing that I emphasize is to be open, to be sensitive to God's leading.
但是我们也很了解教会需要宣传，教会需要有海报，印这个通知单等等。
But I also understand the need for the church to plan ahead, to come up with posters to promote the events, etc.
有时候也就没有办法勉强要写出来，要讲什么题目。
So sometimes I just have to sort of just to force myself to write ahead in terms of the sermon topics and the text.
对，但是实在讲起来，我怎么知道到时候讲什么？
But in reality, sometimes I don't really know when the time comes what I ought to preach on.
所以有不少的时候，我来了之后才临时把那个题目改变。
So very often when after I arrived at the ministry location, I would change my topics or content at the last minute.
甚至有的时候上台之后，一看这个情况感觉不对，当时改变。
And even when I, even at their times after I got onto the podium, behind the podium, I look at the people and then I realize I need to change the preaching.
今天就是那么一个时候。
So today is such a time.
所以今天晚上就讲的有一点变动。
So I have to change my original plan for this evening.
大略的说就是和明天要讲的题目互相调动。
So basically I switched what I originally planned, what I wanted to preach for tomorrow morning, and now think is I need to preach tonight.
但是我只能说今天晚上的变动。
But I can only tell you what I need to change for tonight.
因为到了明天早晨，我还不知道。
But I have no guarantee that by tomorrow morning I will not change.
所以今天晚上我们讲的题目就是本来明天要讲的。
So this evening I'm going to preach on the topic that I originally planned for tomorrow morning.
那就是讲到以赛亚书第六章。
And it's the topic from Isaiah chapter 6.
神给以赛亚的异象。
Talk about the vision that God gave prophet Isaiah.
好，现在要开始用英文了啊。
So now I'm going to start to preach in English.
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah.
请大家翻到以赛亚书第六章。
I think the best way is for the speaker and the interpreter, we will read verse by verse.
我们会一节一节的来念。
I will read in English, and Pastor Yu will read in Chinese.
So we'll read...
Alright, the book of Isaiah, chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
I really hope that you will not read the verse by the projector. I really hope you'll read your own Bible.
最好是你自己带来的圣经。
Yeah, or the Bible of the church.
或者是拿起一本圣经来从这个圣经里面去来读。
If you don't have either, then you look at it.
如果你实在是没有圣经可以读的话，然后抬头来念读这个PowerPoint上面的这个。
All right, now I'll read verse 1 in English, and then Pastor Yu will read it in Chinese.
所以我们先用英文来读。
Verse 2 here, the Bible tells us, Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me.
天哪要听，地啊，侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。 以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。
Let those words sink into your mind a little bit.
我们先来仔细的再回想一下这两节的经文。
So many of us here, your parents, your father, your mother and fathers.
我们在座当中很多是做父母亲、为人父母的。
Here we can see the heart of the Heavenly Father.
你在这里可以看见我们天父的心。
He was really asking the sympathy, the ear of the heaven and the earth.
我们的天父在这里要天要地来与他同有一个同情心。
He said, Heaven, listen, earth, hear me.
他说天哪，你要听，地啊，你也要来侧耳听。
I reared up children.
我养育儿女。
And brought them up.
将他们养大了。
But they rebelled against me.
但他们却背逆我。
And then God compared human beings with animals.
然后神将人跟牲畜来比较。
God said, even the ox, they know their master.
神说，即使是牛都认识他的主人。
Even the donkey know their master's trough or manger.
连驴都会认识主人，来喂养他们的槽。
And then God said, But the Israel people, they do not know me.
但神却说，是以色列民却不认识我。
My own people do not understand.
我自己的子民却不明白。
Now think about that.
我们想想看这句话。
You think about the pain in the heart of God.
去想象一下在神心中那种的痛苦。
Just picture that, those words, if it's from an earthly parent.
你如果想象这句话是从一个在世上肉身的父母亲这么说的。
How painful for a mother or a father to utter those words.
对于父母亲来讲，如果要对自己的儿女说这种的话的话，你可以想象他们心中是多么的痛苦。
And here we can see, we can feel the weary, the pain of the heart of God.
所以从这些话语，我们可以领受得到、体会得到神心中的那种痛苦。
And then let's see verse 9.
然后我们再看第九节。
It's a heavy, heavy warning.
是一个非常严肃跟沉重的一个警告。
Verse 9 here, the Bible says, Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah.
所以神说，若不是万军的耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
I think we all know the story of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我相信我们都知道发生在索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市的一些故事。
Genesis chapter 19 tell us about that story.
创世纪第19章里面记载了那两个城市的故事。
These two cities are utterly sinned against God.
这两个城市里面的居民极度的，他们的罪恶极为深重，他们背逆神。
Therefore, God's judgment came.
所以神的审判就临到他们。
They were totally destroyed by fire.
他们彻底的 被神从天上的火给毁灭了。
Now you may ask this question, why?
那我们必须要问为什么会发生这种现象。
Every city is a sinful city.
每一个城市里面都有罪恶啊。
Why is Sodom and Gomorrah so special?
为什么这个索多玛跟厄摩拉这叫有什么特别呢？
I think some of us know.
我相信我们当中有些人也都明白。
Everything is a sin.
每一种罪都是罪。
But there is one special thing that God hates.
但是有一种的罪是神所恨，特别痛恨的。
God said this kind of sin is detestable in my eyes.
神说这种的罪在我的眼中看来是我极为不能够容忍的。
What is it?
是什么罪呢？
What is it?
大家能够说是什么罪？
我想很多人知道吧。
I think many of you know.
Homosexual practice.
就同性恋的生活形态。
That was a specialty of those two cities.
这种的罪在这两个的城市里面是特别的显著。
Although every city is a sinful city.
虽然说每一个城市里面都有罪恶。
But those two cities are specially marked for that kind of a sin.
但是这两个城市里面却因着这种的同性恋的罪而特别的显著。
If we look into the church history,
如果我们看教会的这个历史的话,
the history of the whole world,
如果我们看整个人类的历史,
we can see that God never tolerated a homosexual society for long.
你就会发现到说神对于这个有同性恋这种生活形态的这个社会呢不会容忍的太久。
God gave me opportunity to visit many places.
神给我很多机会去走了很多不同的地方。
Years ago, I went to Italy.
很多年前我去到意大利。
Of course, I went to those famous cities.
我也去了那些很著名的一些城市。
But then I went to a special place.
但是我去了一个很特别的地方。
It's an ancient ruin of the city of Pompeii.
就是庞贝古城这个所被毁灭以后的这个遗迹。
That city was totally destroyed.
那个城市也是被完全被毁灭掉。
How?
怎么被毁灭的呢？
It was totally destroyed by a volcano.
就是被它旁边一个火山完全的给毁灭掉。
The volcano Vesuvius erupted.
就是它旁边这个威苏威火山爆发以后，把这个城市给完全给毁掉。
The live lava came out from the volcano and covered the whole city.
这个从火山里出来的岩浆将整个城市给淹埋了。
The tour guide told us.
这个向导告诉我们一件事情。
Of course, we read from church history already.
他们也从这个历史里面读到很多的这种资料。
But they told us in detail.
但是他很详细的来给我们形容一件事情。
How that city was totally destroyed.
这个城市是怎么样完全被毁灭掉的。
And after some excavation,
当他们去发掘这个城市的时候，古城的古迹的时候，
they still can find some of the reasons why God so hateful.
他们可以发现到这个为什么神会厌恶这个城市。
Some of the excavations still show some of the death houses where they take people come to take bath.
因为他们所发掘出来的这些庞贝古城里面的一些事情，就是譬如说他们的这个公众的澡堂。
And most of the bath houses are places of immorality.
那这些在这些澡堂里面都是一些造得很败坏的地方。
And among those immoralities was homosexual practice.
而在这些败坏的道德中间，一个就是同性恋的这些行为。
They still could recover some of the paintings.
他们仍然可以从这些古迹里面看见当时的一些画。
And here, our Heavenly Father is crying out.
在这个地方，我们的天父来呼喊。
Heaven, hear me.
天哪，你要来听我。
Oh Earth, listen.
地啊，你也要听。
You are my witness.
你们是我的证人。
How can any parents rear up the children, but then they rebel?
我们怎么能够去想象说当父母亲把儿女们养大之后能够忍受他们的悖逆呢？
But God said, now, Israel, that's what, exactly what Israel did.
但是在这里我们却看见神就正是如此的去指责以色列人。
And then the warning on verse 9 said, unless the Almighty have left us survivors.
就在第九节里面的这个警告就是说若不是万军的耶和华给以色列人留一些余种的话
We would all have become like Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们就会早就已经像俄摩拉、索多玛的这种的结局了。
Now, brother and sister, how do you feel when you hear those words from God?
弟兄姐妹们，当你听到神如此的话语的时候，你有什么样的、感受？
When I read these verses, I couldn't help to hear in my ear.
当我读到这些经文的时候 我没有办法不在我耳中不听到一些东西
God is crying out the same way today
神在今天也同样的来向我们发出这种的呼声跟
警告 He is calling out You people of Western Europe
他今天也仍然说我们今天在这个、西方的这个、在西欧的地区
You people of Canada
你们在加拿大的这个这边的居民
Some of you people in the United States.
以及一些你们在美国的这些人。
Listen.
你们听啊。
If we do not repent, if we do not leave our sin.
如果我们不悔改，如果我们不转离开我们的罪恶的话。
We'll be like people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们也就会像、索多玛和俄摩拉的样子。
I think all of us, if not Most of us, if not all of us, know what happened in the Western countries.
我相信我们大多数人都很清楚在今天西方国家所发生的一些情形。
Every single nation of the so-called Western Europe
每一个 在西欧的这个国家
have legalized same-sex marriage.
都已经让这个、同性婚姻合法化。
Our northern neighbor, Canada,
我们在北边的邻国加拿大
Every province, every single province have legalized same-sex marriage.
所以他们每一个省也都、合法化了这个、同性的婚姻。
In America today, there is a battle debate going on.
在今天的美国，我们确实是有，仍然是有很多的争论，很多的辩论。
There are 5 states in America have already legalized same-sex marriage.
但也已经有五个州已经将同性婚姻合法化。
We are facing the same fate as recorded in the Bible and throughout history.
我们今天所面对的 也就正是以色列当时、所面对的这种命运。
We do not have time tonight to mention many other things happening.
我们今天晚上没有时间去提更多的、我们在周围所发生的事情。
This is the only one item that we will talk about tonight.
但今天晚上我们就集中来谈这件事情。
God is calling this nation to come back to himself.
神正在 呼喊要这个国家回到他的面前。
And then let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
我们再继续看以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah 6, we'll read from verses 1 to verse 8.
我们要从第一节读到第八节。
In the same manner, we'll read it for you, and you can watch and go along with us. Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying.
其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
听呼喊者的声音，门键的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
Woe unto me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.
有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this touched your lips, your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.
将炭沾我的口说，看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
What we have just read tonight is one of the most inspiring places among the scripture.
我们刚才所念的这一段经文，却实在是可以说是在整本圣经里面最能够启发人、最能够激动人心的一段经文。
How many people, how many Christians and servants of God has been inspired by these verses?
有多少的世世代代以来的基督徒，他们来服侍神，就是因为读背这一段经文啊所激动。
What kind of a time? What was the time that Isaiah lived and wrote the scripture?
约书亚以赛亚写这段经文的时候，他那个时代是什么样的一个时代呢？
From the first chapter, we can see it was a time of corruption.
从第一章里面，我们就已经可以看得出来了，他生活在一个很腐败的一个时代。
God was disappointed to the Israel people.
神对他的子民以色列人是非常的失望。
Then throughout history and throughout the Bible, we find out one truth.
但是在所有的历史跟所有的在整本经文里面，圣经里面，我们看见一个真理。
Whenever the situation is so dark and hopeless,
当人看来这个光景是非常黑暗、很绝望的时候呢
，and it is exactly at that moment God revealed Himself.
就正是在那个时刻，神要显现他自己。
At that juncture of time, God gave Isaiah an extraordinary vision.
就是在那种关键的时期，神就给以赛亚一个很特殊的一个意象。
And Isaiah said, when the king Uzziah died,
以赛亚说，当乌西亚王死的那一年
，I saw an extraordinary vision.
我看见一个很特殊的意象。
I saw the Lord sitting on the throne and high and lifted up.
我看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
And his train, his clothing filled the temple.
他的衣裳遮满了整个圣殿。
Which means his presence filled the whole temple.
意思就是说神的这个显现真的是充满了整个圣殿。
And then in verse 2, the Bible tells us, above the Lord, there were seraphs serving God.
在第二节那里说，在他这个神这主的这上面有这些这个撒拉佛在那里服侍他。
Who are the seraphs?
这些撒拉佛是谁呢
？Seraph is one type of angels.
撒拉佛是一种的天使。
God created several types of angels.
神其实创造了好几种不同的天使。
One we all know is the ordinary angels of service.
一种就是服侍的天使。
And then we have the archangels.
我们也有这个天使长。
And then we have the seraphim.
我们也有这些撒拉佛。
And then we have also the cherubim.
我们也有以弗德。
All kinds of angels.
都有各样各样的这个天使。
But the seraphim, the seraphs, They are the kind of angels that serve under the throne of God.
但是沙拉伯呢,是在神的圣殿,神的宝座之上来服侍神的。
So in this very awful time, God revealed himself.
所以在这个很特别的一个时间里面,神就显现了他自己。
And God showed to Isaiah what kind of a servant he should be.
神在这个意象中间告诉以赛亚,他应该成为一个什么样的一个仆人。
Because this seraph have showed as a model of service to God.
因为这些沙拉伯就是作为一个神的仆人的一个榜样。
And then we see how are the situation of the seraphs.
我们来看看这个沙拉伯他们的情形是什么。
We see that they are extraordinary angels.
他们是很特异的天使。
Let me see some pictures, our impression. How many angels does how many wings does an angel have?
如果在你自己个人的想象里面, 一个天使有多少的,有几个翅膀?
How many? Yeah. Okay, we see they have two.
我们通常来讲,我们会想象是一个天使有两个翅膀,对吗?
But the seraphs, God created them in such a way that each one of them have six wings.
但是这些沙拉伯呢，就神造他们的时候，给他们每一个人有六个翅膀。
You can see how powerful they are.
可以看得出来，他们是有多么的这个强大。They're
three times more power than the ordinary angels.
他比一般只有两个翅膀的这个天使，好像能够强3倍以上。Oh,
they have great power and gifts.
他们有很大的能力跟这个恩赐。And
then we see how do they use their gifts.
然后来看看他们怎么样来使用他们的恩赐。
How do they use it?
他们怎么使用呢?
The Bible tells us they use two wings to cover their face.
他们用两个翅膀来遮他们的脸。
They have the two wings to cover their feet.
两个翅膀来遮他们的脚。
And then the rest of the two wings, they fly.
另外两个翅膀呢，用来飞翔。
Dear brother, sister, how do you feel? What kind of thinking do you have when you hear this?
你可以怎么去想象这个图画呢?
I tell you how I felt.
我可以告诉你我自己的这个意象中间的我的想象。Years
ago, when I was a young preacher,
很多年以前，当我还是很年轻的一个传道者的时候，
when I read this scripture, I cannot understand.
当我读到这里的时候，我实在是不明白。
I said, what's wrong with those seraphs?
我就在想说，这到底这些沙拉伯有什么地方不对劲呢？
God gave them six wings.
神给他们有六个翅膀。
They use four wings doing nothing.
他们用其中四个呢，好像没有做什么。
Only two wings to work, to fly.
只有用了两个翅膀来飞。
I said to myself,
我就对自己想，
I said, if they use six wings to fly, they can fly higher.
如果他们同时用六个翅膀来飞，他们可以飞得更高啊。
They can fly faster.
他们可以飞得更快啊。
Why do they use the four wings to cover?
为什么用其中的四个用来遮他的身体呢？
Not working.
就好像并不是很恰当嘛。
Only two wings to work.
好像只有用两个翅膀来使用的翅膀的功能。
Brother and sister, how do you explain that?
各位弟兄姐妹，你们怎么解释这个现象？
Why?
为什么呢？
Four wings doing nothing.
有四个翅膀好像是没有功能的。
Only two to work.
只有两个可以用来飞。
And then the Lord have mercy upon me.
当然神怜悯我。
He used another elder, a servant of God, to tell me.
他经过另外一个长老，一个长者来告诉我。
He said, never say that those four wings are doing nothing.
千万不要说那四个翅膀是在那里没有拿来没有用的四个翅膀。
Those four wings, what they are doing is more important than the two who are flying.
而是这四个翅膀所做的工作比那个飞的两个翅膀的作用更大。
I still don't understand.
但是我仍然不明白。
Then he explained more.
然后他再继续的向我解释。
He said, you see,
他说你要明白,
these seraphs, they are servants of God.
你要明白这些沙拉伯他们是服侍神的。
They're closest to the throne of God.
他们是最接近神的宝座的。
Among the other angels, they belong to a special class.
在所有的天使中间，他们是属于一种特殊阶层的，可以这么说。
They have greater gifts.
他们有更大的这个能力跟恩赐。
They have larger power.
他们有更多的能力。
He says, therefore, when a servant of God has extra power and extra gift, it is very easy for him to be what? Huh? 大家想一想。
所以so think about this. 所以当一个仆神的仆人有特别多的这个能力跟恩赐的时候，很可能会发生什么现象？
讲了一个传道人，讲道又好，说话又好，又有能力，又会写文章，他很容易怎么样？
If a preacher is good at speaking and writing and doing all sort of things, what happen to him? What might happen to this person?
他很容易骄傲起来。
It's very easy for him to be proud.
You see, I can preach better than others.
他会想到说，你看，我比别人讲得更好。
I can fly quicker than others.
我可以飞得比别人飞得更快。
I'm closest to the throne of God than other angels.
我比其他的天使更接近神的宝座。
Very easy to be puffed up.
很容易就因此好像自高自大。
That will be the downfall of a servant of God.
但是那却成为是一个神的仆人的一个一个陷阱。
陷阱，好，翻得好。陷阱。And we have seen that happened many times.
但是我们也常常看见这种现象的发生。
Therefore, we see an extra grace.But God gave upon the seraphs.
所以我们看见神给这个撒拉佛更多的这个恩典。
They used two wings to cover their face.
他们用两个翅膀来遮他们的脸。
They feel that their face is not worthy to be exposed before the high God.
因为他们觉得他们自己的脸面是不配的在神的面前展现。
We like to see our face exposed.
我们都喜欢把我们自己的脸展现在别人眼前。
We like to see our face appear in the paper.
我们想要看见我们自己的这个照片在报纸上面被登出来。
We like to see our name be blown up.
我们希望我们看见我们的名字被人家高举。
That would be the downfall.
但是那却成为我们失败的一个起点。
What a spiritual lesson here.
这里却实在是一个很深的一个属灵的教训。
Cover their face，
遮盖他们的脸。
Not only to cover their face, but another two wings cover their feet。
不但是遮盖他们的脸，另外还有两个翅膀来遮盖他们的脚。
The feet represent where we go, how much we've done。
这个脚呢，就代表我们去过什么地方，我们做过些什么事情。
We want people to know what we have done.
我们希望别人都知道说我们做了些什么事情。
If you don't know, I'll send you a newsletter.
如果你不知道的话呢，我把我的一封这个最新的这个最新消息一封信息给你。
We want the whole world to know what we have done.
我们希望全世界都知道我做了一些什么好事。
彰显我们的脚踪。
And to magnify our own footprint.
But here, the seraphs.Use another two wings to cover up their feet.
但在这个地方，这个撒拉佛却用另外两个翅膀来遮盖他们的脚。
They don't want people to see what they've done.
他们不要人看见他们做了些什么事情。
And they only use the two wings left to fly.
他们只用剩下来的两个翅膀去飞。
Dear brothers and sisters and co-workers,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹同工们
when you've really been touched by the Spirit of God,
如果你真的是被神的灵所触摸到的话
really want to serve Him,
你如果真的要来服侍神的话
remember this,
要记得这么一件事
remember the model, the example of the seraphs, They use more power, more attention to cover themselves.
可以说他们用更多的这个能力跟他们更多的这个潜能来遮盖他们自己。
In fact, they use two-thirds of their attention and their power to cover up.
其实他们实际上他们是用了三分之二的他们所有的能力来遮盖他们自己。
And one-third of their power to fly, to work.
只有用了剩下来的三分之一的能力去飞去工作。
Without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, there is no way we can understand such spiritual teaching.
没有圣灵的启示，我们真的是很难去能够明白这种的教导。
Now we understand.
但是现在我们应该都明白了。
What the seraphs are doing.
为什么撒拉佛要这样子去做？
Therefore, they can be the type of angel that is closest to the throne of God.
因此他们可以是那些最接近神的宝座的这些天使。
They serve directly unto God Himself.
他们直接的来侍奉神自己。
Now think about it. How easy for them to give to be proud?
你可以想想看，这是不是很容易的就能够因着这种特殊的地位而感到骄傲呢？
How easy for them to look down upon other angels?
他们也是会很容易的就能够去轻视别人呢？
And they're so careful.
但是他们却非常的小心。
They use greater attention to watch themselves.
他们用更大的力量去谨慎自己。
Cover yourself up.
将他们自己遮盖起来。
Do not show off.
而不是在那里夸耀自己。
So that marvelous vision was revealed to Isaiah.
那么这个非常非常奇妙的这个一个意象，就给了这以赛亚。
And then Isaiah heard, you know, those seraphs fly around the throne of God. They were singing.
然后他听见这些在这个神宝座上飞翔的这些撒拉佛在那里唱。
Now let us notice how they sing.
我们来听听看他们怎么唱。
Here in verse 3, the Bible tells us they were singing to one another.
这里说他们向彼此互相的呼喊来欢唱。
In other words, they are not singing as solos.
换句话说，他们并不是在那里独唱。
It's a great chorus, it's a harmony.
而是一个大合唱。
The same as a huge, great choir.
就好像是一个很大的一个诗班一样，这样的一个集体的歌唱。
Now I was a choir member when I was young.
我年轻的时候曾经也是诗班的这个班员。
I started singing as a tenor, but later on older, I sing bass.
我年轻的时候唱的是男高音，但是年纪大了之后就唱男低音。
And we all know the four voices.
我们都知道在诗班里面有四个音和音。
Soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
女高音、女中音、男高音、男低音。
Have you ever wondered?
你有没有想过?
Four different melodies are singing together and they're so harmonious.
四种不同的旋律在一起唱，但是却如此的协调。
Unthinkable.
有的时候是很难想象的，对吗？
I'm pretty sure those seraphs, you know, they're what, I don't know, I don't really know. I'm just imagining.
我当然不是真的知道，但是我在我的想象中间，这些撒拉佛他们怎么唱呢？
Their voices, I mean, their range of chords may not be the same.
他们这个所唱的这个音调，也许并不是同样一个，也许都不是同一个音域。对了，音域，很好。
Yeah. 我们的 并不是翻译的真精彩, huh? But somehow, all those seraphs when they sing together, they're like a big, huge choir in such harmony.
但是当这些沙拉伯一起来彼此呼喊来歌唱的时候，我们可以想象出来是一个很大的一个巨型的诗班，在这里有一个很精彩的演出。
I think you and I, we have all witnessed sometime.
你跟我也许都见过这类似的情形吧。
In a group, in a company, or in a church.
在一个群体中间，在公司里面或者在教会里面。
Some are more talented, gifted than others.
有些人是比较比其他人更有才华。
So how do they do?
但是他们做什么呢？
They want to sing solos.
他们忘了他但他们却想要去独唱。
They can sing better.
他们是唱的比较好。
They can make more money for the company.
他们可以为公司赚更多的钱。
They want to sing solo.
但他们要独唱。
But among the seraphs, there's no soloist.
但是在这些沙拉伯中间却没有这个独唱的人。
They sing in different parts, but they're very harmonious.
他们唱不同的分部，但是却在一起的时候却非常非常的
This was the attitude of their singing.
这是他们唱的一个态度。
And then we'll see the content of their singing.
然后我们看看他们唱的内容是什么呢？
How did they sing?
他们唱些什么呢？
Did they sing and sing? See how beautiful we can sing?
他是唱了让人真知道说他们唱的多美吗？
The content, the object of their singing and their praise was God himself.
他们的内容，他们所唱的这个对象，就是要来赞美神。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Now in the Hebrew language,
在希伯来文里面
，when you want to put heavier emphasis on certain expression.
当你要特别去强调某一件一个表形容的时候。
Instead of like English, you put a higher or highest, ER, ESP, to make a difference.
他们不是用这个比较好或者更好这种的比较的方式。
They will repeat the word several times.
他们基本上就是把一件同样一个形容来重复几次。
Sometimes they repeat it one time.
有的时候重复一次
，sometimes repeated twice，
有的时候就重复两次。
Here, twice repeat，
在这里就是重复了两次。
Holy, holy, holy，
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉
，which means the holiest，
也就是说是至圣的意思。
Sometimes God called a person twice，
有的时候神要呼喊一个人，呼叫一个人两次。
Samuel, Samuel，
撒母耳，撒母耳。
Paul。Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Which means an important call.
就表示说这是非常重要的一个呼叫。
Here they are singing the highest, the holiest God.
在这里他们是向这个最高最圣至高至圣的神来歌唱。
He's the Lord of hosts.
这是万军之耶和华。
His glory fills the land.
他的荣光充满了全地。
Now have you wondered why do they sing that?
你有想过为什么他们要这样唱呢？
We just mentioned a while ago, at that time, the earth was full of corruption.
但是我们刚才说在那个时代里面全地是充满了什么？充满了败坏。
God was disappointed.
神是极度的失望。
God was rebuking them.
神在那里责备他们。
The world was full of sin.
世界充满了罪恶。
And have you wondered why the seraphs they sing the earth is full of the glory of God?
你们会觉得很奇怪呢，在这个地方，撒拉伯却说神的荣光充满了全地。
What does that mean?
到底什么意思呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
It is a very important thing to see from what perspective that you look at things.
我们要非常要分得很清楚，我们从什么样的视野来看事情。
From the perspective of the world, a human perspective, we see the world is a mess.
如果我们从人的角度，从人的眼光， 从世界的眼光来看呢，这整个世界也确确实实的是非常的混乱。
Now we must remember those seraphs. They are looking at the world from the throne of God.
但是这些沙拉佛呢，他们看世界是从什么？从神的眼光来看。
It's from a heavenly perspective.
是从一个属天的一个眼界。
Which is of course different from an earthly perspective.
那么当然这属天的眼界是跟属世的眼界是完不一样的。
Now you say, what does that mean anyway?
那么到底这什么意思呢？
From a heavenly perspective, you see the world, you're still under the authority of God.
从属天的眼光来看的话呢，无论地上什么样子，都是仍然在神的主权之
下。God is still on the throne.
神仍然坐在宝座上面。
The world still belongs to him.
是整个世界仍然是属于他的。
Satan tried to usurp God.
撒旦虽然想要去破坏神。
Satan tried to destroy mankind.
他想要去毁灭人类。
But from a heavenly perspective, they know, the seraphs know, that God is still on the throne, the world will ultimately come back to him.
但从撒拉佛的眼光来看，他们知道说这个世界仍然是在属于神的，那么终于有一天这个世界仍然会回到神的面前。
The authority of the world is still in God's hand.
对于这个世界在世界上掌权的仍然是在神的手里面。
His glory filled the earth.
他的荣光充满了全地。
And then the Bible tells us, because of the voices of the singing, the post of the door was shaken.
而且在圣经上说，因着他们这个唱的声音的话，整个门槛的根基都在震动。
Why?
为什么？
Because whenever those servants of God worshiping God in such a unity of heart and manner, then at that time, the power of God will be released.
就是因为当这些侍奉神的这些沙拉佛，当他们同心合意的在那里去专一的来侍奉神的时候，神的能力大能就这样因此而释放出来。
When the power of God released, the whole earth, even in heaven, will be shaken.
所以当神的力量被放出来的被释放出来的时候，整个全地甚至于在天上都会被震动。
God's power will be released when we today, in our church today, if we serve the Lord in such unity, God's power will be released.
在今天教会里面，如果我们也是以这样的一种同心合一的方式专一来侍奉神的话，神的力量也照样的会在我们中间可以被释放。
There will be revival. There will be spiritual renewal.
我们会复兴，我们在灵里面会更新。
People will come to the church. People will flock to the word of God.
人们会来到我们教会里面，人们会聚集在神的面前。
And people will be converted.
人们会变成会信主。
May the Lord have mercy upon us. May we serve the Lord in unity and honesty.
但愿神怜悯，如此的怜悯我们，让我们以合一跟诚实的心来侍奉神。
How do we know?
我们怎么样才知道呢？
Here we see the result.
我们看它的结果。
Beginning from verse 5.
从第五节那里开始。
At that moment,
在那一个特别的时刻。
I said, which means Isaiah said, Isaiah said, Woe unto me.
以赛亚说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
I perish. I'm dying.
我就要死了。
Why?
为什么？
He said, I am a person with unclean lips.
他说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Which means I'm a sinner.
换句话说就是我自己知道是一个罪人。
I'm dying.
我就要灭亡了。
Because I'm a great sinner.
因为我是一个大罪人。
It's very interesting.
这里也很 有趣的一件事情。
There was nobody there telling Isaiah, "You have sinned. You are a sinner."
在那个地方，没有人指责以赛亚说你是一个罪人，你有罪。
There was nobody there trying to evangelize.
没有人在那里想要向他传福音。
But he just automatically uttered these words.
但是他好像很自觉的就发出这样的一个回应。
Why?
为什么？
Because there he saw.That picture.
因为他看见了那个前面的意象。
He saw those holy angels the way to serve the Lord.
他看见了那些撒拉佛他们如何的来侍奉神。
He saw the picture of purity, of unity.
他看见了一个纯洁跟
合一的这个图画。
Under that contrast, he realized what he really was.
那么在这样一个对比之下，他就明白了自己的真相是什么。
There was even no need for somebody to say, Isaiah, you are a sinner.
所以不需要有人告诉他说，以赛亚，你是个罪人。
When he saw the picture, the holy angels and God himself,
当他看见那些圣洁的天使跟神自己的时候，
he just feels that he is imperfect.
他自己就能够感觉到说他自己是不完全的。
He said, I am a sinner, I am a person of unclean lips, I am dying.
他说我是一个罪人，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，所以我现在要灭亡了。
Not only he realized his own sin, but also he realized the sin of his society.
但不，他不但是明白到他自己的罪，同时他明白到他自己生活这个世代的罪。
The entire world is sinful.
整个世界都是有罪的。
You see, the conviction of sin comes naturally to people if they can witness a real, holy, pure ministry.
所以我们可以看得出来，当人真是看见一个纯洁的啊，一个诚实的一个事工的时候，人会自觉的就会被罪来定罪。
Now this is the type of ministry that you and I we want to learn, we want to pattern after.
那么这种的纯洁的这种洁净的这种侍奉的这个榜样，就是我们所要需要学习的。
Then we see what happened.
然后我们就可以看看再又发生什么事情。
Under such a needy situation.
在那个特别有需要的一个情形之下，
Here's somebody feel that he is a sinner, he's dying.
有人感觉到说他是一个罪人，他要灭亡了。
Verse 6 tells us, there's one seraph flew off from the crowd and came to Isaiah.
在第六节呢，有一看着说有一个撒拉佛从许多的撒拉佛中间飞出来，来到以赛亚的面前。
What did he do?
他做了什么事呢？
He took a piece of burning coal, a live coal from the altar.
他从坛上祭坛上面拿了一块红这个红炭烧着的炭。
Which represents salvation, represents the salvation of Christ.
这个红炭代表着耶稣基督的救赎。
And he took that live coal and touched the mouth of Isaiah.
他将那个烧着的炭来沾这个以赛亚的口。
And he said, "This coal touch your lips, and your sins are forgiven."
他说，这个炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉了。
Now, what can we learn from this?
我们从这里又可以学到什么呢？
Have you noticed?
你有留意到吗？
Now, in under that dire situation, dire need of a person,
在那个好像似乎很这个绝望的一个情形之下。很紧迫需要的一个情况之下，
How many seraphs came to Isaiah?
有几个撒拉佛来到以赛亚面前呢？
How many?
有几位？
Two or three or how many? One.
只有一位，对不对？
There was no, you don't see a sense of competition among the seraphs.
你好像你看不到说这些撒拉佛彼此之间有什么竞争吧？
You don't hear that. Seraph A says, I want to go. Seraph B says, I can fly quicker. I will go.
好像不会说有一个撒拉佛说让我去，另外一个撒拉佛说我飞得比你更快，让我去。
There was no competition.
好像没有这种竞争的情形。
There seems to be a natural, wonderful, spiritual order.
在我们看起来好像有一个很自然的一种 很自然而然的一种属灵里面的秩序。
The right one came out at the right moment.
那个最适当的那一位就在最需要最恰当的这个时机就来到就有需要的人面前。
And fill the right need.
然后来满足他的需要。
The right one came out at the right moment and did the right ministry.
就是那恰当的这个仆人，在一个很恰当的时机里面，也然后做出来很恰当的服事。
I can begin to expound all the spiritual meaning here.
我也只能说很有限的在这里 继续的去挖掘里面的这个属灵的意义含义在里面。
That wonderful vision from heaven.
但是这个很奇妙的这个意象从天而来。
And after the human need was met,
当这个人的需要被满足的时候
，the voice of God came.
神的声音又来了。
And whom can be sent? Who will go for us?
我们可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢
？That is always connected together.
这两句话都一定要连在一起。
When a person gave himself to God,
当一个人把他自己奉献给神的时候
，When a person became a child of God,
当一个人成为一个神的儿女的时候
，The next thing, the next logical thing to think about,
那么下一步所应该想到的事情是
，What can I do for God?
我能够为神做什么？
God saved me.
神救了我。
Christ forgiven my sin.
神耶稣赦免了我的罪。
God gave me eternal life.
神给了我永生。
How should I love God?
我应该怎么样的去爱神呢
？The logical question came.
一个很理性、很逻辑的一个问题就来了。
And this logical response.Also happened.
一个很自然的一个回应也产生了。
I believe the Lord is to today is still calling His people.
我知道神今天一样的在这里呼喊他的子民。
Whom can we send?
我可以差遣谁
？Who will go for us?
谁愿意为我们去
？Go to the world and preach the gospel.
向全天下去传福音，向天上的人传福音。
And this logical response,
这是我们应该有的一个合理的一个回应。
Here am I, send me.
我在这里，差遣我。
Now, we must remember, understand the word send here.
我们必须明白这个差遣这个字的意思。
Send me, use me.
差遣我，使用我。
That my life will be something useful in your hand.
让我的生命能够成为在你手中有用的一个。
It can be used by God in several ways.
我们的生命可以让神用很多不同的方式来使用。
You can be a professional.
你可以成为一个专业的人士。
And at the same time serve God.
同时来服侍神。
You're a husband.
你是一个丈夫做丈夫的。
Love your wife.
爱你的妻子。
If she is not yet a Christian, bring her to the church.
如果她还不是一个基督徒，带领她到教会来。
Love her more than you love yourself.
爱她比爱你自己更深。
She will follow Christ.
她会跟随主。
If you're a father,
如果你是做父亲的
，love your children more than yourself.
爱你的儿女胜过爱你自己。
Be responsible for their salvation.
你要为他们得救，也要 要有相当的要有责任。
If you are a leader in a society,
你如果是在一个社会中间的一个带领的人
，also pray to the Lord, O God, send me or use me.
同样的赞美神，要向神祷告，让神来用你。
That I can be a light in that area of the society.
让我能够成为在我所接触到的这个环境里面成为一个光。
Also, you may be called by God to serve Him full time.
你也许全时间的要来服侍神。
Whether in the future to be a pastor or a missionary or a theological teacher or a writer.
或许将来成为一个牧师、一个宣教士、成为一个 神学的这个教授，或者是一个文字工作的。
There are so many ways that we can say, Lord, send me.
许许多的方法都可以让神来差遣我们。
Use me.
使用我们。
I will not use my life entirely just for myself, just for my family.
我们不会将把我们全部的生命仅仅是用在自己的身上，自己的家庭里面。
And Isaiah was used by the Lord in such a marvelous way.
And 以赛亚就因此神就大大的使用他。
I think today,
我相信今天也一样。
In the Chinese church, there is such a dire need of more Christians stand up for the Lord.
今天在特别在中国人的教会里面，更需要更多的基督徒能够站起来，为主而站起来。
And Isaiah is our example.
以赛亚是我们的榜样。
The seraphs are more of our example.
撒拉伯也更是我们一个榜样。
I'd like to see more of us respond to God.
我真的是很愿意看见我们更当中很多的人能够向神做个回应。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。